Gaddis surveys the field as he steps in. Points the bat out toward Bailey, who comes set. Now the pitch. Ground ball right back to Bailey. Throws the second for one on the first by Pennington. And that's a game-ending double play. The Angels end an 11-game losing streak to the Astros, winning tonight by a final of 2-0.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And always tough when you lose a 2-0 game like you did yesterday, and both runs coming in the first inning on that home run by Albert Pujols. And I mean, you look at the way the game went, offense just didn't have a whole lot of opportunities.
Yeah, neither side really put up much offense. I think the first inning was their best inning. They obviously got a walk and then the big first pitch homer. And you never know when the big hit's going to come. It came really early in that game, and neither team were able to put much together. You know, our rallies were often stopped by a double play or maybe a big out or a few chases out of the zone, and we just couldn't get untracked offensively. We never really threatened them other than a couple times with a couple double plays. But all in all, just our bats just didn't show up last night.
Mike Fiers, a very strong start, and we've seen him put together a few really good outings here down the stretch, even though he wound up getting the loss.
Yeah, his good outings are very similar. You know, he's got an ability to throw multiple pitches for strikes. He gets some awkward swings on some fastballs, and in fastball counts, he's got a good changeup. So there's a cat and mouse game with Mike Fiers when he's good. We've seen him go through some lineups, and when he gets rolling and gets throwing strikes and can pitch with a high elevated fastball and a big curveball, he's very, very effective. You know, and other than the first inning, I thought he settled in great. He had a couple walks at the end of his outing, which made me pull him. But all in all, those middle 15 to 20 hitters was exceptional.
Yandel Gustave followed him and retired all five batters he faced, struck out Trout and Pujols back-to-back, and he continues to be impressive and really state his case, not just for the rest of this year, obviously, but even looking toward next year.
Yeah, he's looking very good, and we're trying to nurse him along. There's a development process for guys like him, and Michael Feliz had that earlier in the season. James Hoyt is up here. Davinsky, obviously, has blown through his development curve. Joe Musgrove. So the young pitching that we have, you know, we're starting to give him more responsibility. We're starting to give Gustave some tough matchups to see how he responds. He's got upper 90s fastball. He's got a pretty good slider. His demeanor is very, very strong. So he has the makings and the weapons of a very good reliever. Now that down the stretch, he is earning more opportunities. And in a close game like that in the middle of the order, you know, outings like that will get him the ball again.
Jose Altuve, 3 hits yesterday, a day after having a 2-hit game. And it seems like that mini funk he was in end of August, early part of September, maybe he's past that now.
Yeah, I think an 0-for-4 is a funk for Jose Altuve, let alone the few weeks that he had where it wasn't doing his thing. So we need a hot Altuve these last, you know, 9 games to get us where we need to get to. And seeing him on base, getting him some hits, I know it puts pressure on the opponent when the lineup rolls around. They always know when his at-bat's coming. So he did it again last night. He led off the last inning with a base hit and gave us a chance to make it interesting. So a good Altuve often is a good team for us.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
September 23rd, 1998 was a banner day for the Astros. We had already clinched the division, but we had never won 100 games. Randy Johnson took care of that, beating the Cardinals 7-1 to go 10-1 as an Astro. But an even more remarkable thing happened in that game. With 2 outs in the 6th inning and a 6-1 lead, Craig Biggio stole his 50th base of the year. He already had 50 doubles, and the 50-50 combination was the first of its kind since Tris Speaker did it 86 years before in 1912. When Biggio started approaching the record, it became news and he became obsessed. He tried to stretch almost every bloop single into a double and even stole third with 2 outs several times. Like most Hall of Famers, he simply would not be denied.
Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Joe Musgrove on the mound for the Astros tonight. Threw a season high 106 pitches. First time this year, majors or minors, that Musgrove has reached the 100-pitch mark.
And he throws the fastball, the curve, the slider, and the changeup. And now he's added a cut fastball. His last 2 starts, he's added that, and it's got him some big outs.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Eibner down on strikes, and the inning is over. 4th strikeout for Musgrove, who hasn't allowed a hit through the first 5 innings.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and getting down to the nitty-gritty with Joe Musgrove. And you've been right in the middle of it. Three starts in a row now that you've really pitched well against tough competition in big moments. That's got to feel great for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as starting pitchers, we've kind of sat down and talked and said, you know, we're going to have to kind of be the guys to carry us through if we're going to want to have a chance at the postseason this year. And me and Colin kind of got together, and us being in the middle of the rotation, you know, it's important for us to get those two wins and fires to kind of get us back to the top. And, you know, we've done just that. So it's kind of been fun little challenge for the pitchers to kind of challenge each other every time we go out to top each other's outings. So it's kind of motivating us and pushing us a little more.
You guys have to feel pretty good about the work that the bullpen's done, too. I mean, this bullpen since May 1st really has been one of the best in big leagues. And when you come out of a game like you did your last game, bases loaded, one out, Devinsky only lets up one run. That's a great feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'd take the back half of our pen, I'd take them over anybody in baseball right now. And, you know, obviously I'd like to stay in there in that situation against Oakland and, you know, kind of learn as a first year. You know, I'm trying to learn how to, you know, work my way out of jams and tough things like that. But with the situation being how it is and us being at the spot we are in the season, you know, I understand that every win is crucial. So, you know, I had 100% confidence handing the ball over to Devo. You know, it's not something I wanted, but, you know, that's exactly what he's there for. So he did a good job of coming in and limiting the damage, really, of just one run.
That's the competitive nature as a starting pitcher. You never want to come out of a game, but when you guys are fighting like dogs to get back into this race right now, I mean, there's going to be a quick hook no matter what. Yeah. So I think in other instances, if you guys weren't in it, you'd be out there working through those type of outings, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and you know, and it kind of builds a little camaraderie and a little trust amongst teammates when you know, we get into jams like that and I got to turn the ball over and he comes in and does his job and gets me out of it. So I think everyone's playing real loose and playing real comfortable with each other, and everyone's kind of doing their part.
All right, talking to Joe Musgrove. Joe, tell me about Grossmont High School. I mean, we were just talking about it. I don't think I've ever heard of it. I bet it's never happened, but three pitchers in your last start in the major leagues, along with A.J. Griffin with the Texas Rangers and Stephen Brault with the Pittsburgh Pirates, all three of you guys on the same day, major league starters, all went to that same high school in El Cajon. Have you ever heard of that, and what's going on out there?
No, yeah, it's pretty crazy. I actually played with Stephen for a while, a couple years in high school, and then A.J. was a little older than me, but I played with his brother Aaron, was similar years to me. But yeah, man, it's crazy, you know, for three of us to be in the big leagues at the same time and yet alone starting the same day is pretty wild. But you know, I never would have imagined it to be this way. You know, Steven was always a good athlete, good ball player, but he was a theater guy as well, did choir, had a good voice. Yeah, so we all kind of saw, he went to a smaller school. We kind of saw him going a different route, but he stuck with ball, played well out of Regis in Colorado and got his shot and took full advantage of it. So it's pretty cool. And then AJ, on the other hand, was a big guy out of high school. You know, everyone kind of expected something big from him. So it's been kind of cool that we're all on the same stage and getting to play against each other.
You guys get a chance to see each other like in the off seasons or work out together?
Yeah, we all go up to the high school every now and again and get our workouts or running or playing catch early in the off season up there. So it's kind of cool for us to all go back and get a chance to see some of the new guys that are there in school now and kind of give them a little nugget of information.
What's this little group you guys have, your workout group? I know you and Devo, I think Matt Bush with the Rangers is out there. Tell me about that group. Dom Johnson, is that the guy's name that helps you guys?
Yeah, Dom's actually my godfather. His dad played a long time in the big leagues, and his brother runs the hitting side, and he does the pitching side. So in the off season, years ago, Dom transformed his backyard into like a bullpen.
Really?
And we just kind of always called it the backyard group, you know, backyard crew.
Yeah.
And it's been, me, Devo, Keegan, Matt Bush, tons of guys that are all out there now. And and it's just been a really close group of guys. We do the martial arts heffling workouts that me and you have talked about before. We lift together, we throw together. It's just a real good group of guys, and we're all real close back there. And that's been something we've been doing for the past 4 or 5 years now. So it's pretty cool. Always looking to grow the group a little bit. So I think Cody's going to come out and join us this offseason. We're going to live together, so it's going to be fun.
There you go. That's Joe Musgrove. Joe, keep up the great job. You're doing great. Keep it going, and let's get it to the playoffs with the Astros.
Absolutely. Thanks, Steve.
Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We have Jeff Luhnow here in the heat of hot stove.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show.
I'm joined tonight by someone who really doesn't need any introduction.
With your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
Left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel.
Carlos Correa.
George Springer.
Let's give a warm Astroline welcome to Lance Berkman.
Astroline, this fall, right here on the Houston Astros Radio Network.